And so in this now time for you, let's allow the eyes to close. And let's take those three big deep breaths slowly and deeply now. Three big deep breaths slowly and deeply as you begin to release and let go. These are the deeper breaths that are sending the message all around and out within you now to say, now's this time for me, for a clear mind and a comfortable experience in the body. And this is a time for you also to direct your thoughts more positively, to imagine and visualize in just the right way for you. So letting your breathing settle down now to its just normal, natural rhythm. Begin to invite and allow a kind of comforting, assertive, nurturing sensation. If you brought your attention to right around the crown of your head, as though this gentle, comforting, nurturing sensation sort of moves around the crown, and then it begins to gently spill down over the forehead, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, the jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. Across the back of the head and down, down into all the tiny neck muscles, releasing. Muscles in front and back on top of those shoulders, just sort of unwinding, untangling, releasing and letting go. Making more room for the comfort to flow. And just sort of knowing that as we sort of clear the mind, it's like looking up and noticing white puffy clouds in the blue, blue sky and just sort of watching them drift by. Just allowing for this space within. Gentle and easy as down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, releasing now. Each breath drifting deeper. And we're just gently releasing any unwelcome thought, any negativity, tension, stress, as though it could just flow right out the ends of your fingertips into the universe, where it can no longer harm you or anyone else. Clearing the mind and comforting the body. And across the upper back, as we turn attention there, flowing that comforting across and down, down the spine, strengthening your spine for the valiant path that you're on. Middle back releasing now. And then all the way down into lower back. Lower back releasing. Each breath taking you deeper so that the entire back area, all muscles, tissues, fibers are soothing and smoothing, smoothing out any rough edges. And then from lower back, let's send this comforting all the way down the backside of your body to your feet. And then bring your attention back to the chest area. Let's flow this comforting, nurturing sensation all through the chest, all around and all through into every nook, every cranny of you. comfort flowing down through the solar plexus, that center of you, clearing and cleansing the way for more comfort all the way down in through your abs and around your hips. Each breath now taking you deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. And flowing this comfortable sensation and deeper inner calm, strengthening now, all the way down through your thighs, in through your knees, down through the calves, the ankles, in through your heels, out through your feet, out through your toes. Comfort all around and all through, bringing you more relief now. With one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in now to allow for twice as much comfort as you're already experiencing. And here it is that we let the door of imagination open a little wider as we begin to continue becoming even more comfortable. Each and every breath allows an even deeper calm and a deeper sense of release as we begin to imagine a healing place, a place that for you could be healing. To imagine what a place like that might be like allows all the senses, any or all of them, to heighten to a heightening degree so that it becomes very easy and effortless to bring about the images of a healing place for you. In a sense, the mind brings forward some kind of thought about healing happens. And that somewhere there are images that do begin to take shape and form. To imagine being in a healing place, just as it is wanted, just as it is wanted to be for you. Easily and effortlessly, as you bring it to life, all the images begin to sort of wrap around, where you begin to notice that you're there. You're in it, and it's all around you. And what is it about this place of healing that captures attention? What's the thing about it that seems to really be especially sort of in that place that makes you think it and feel it as a healing place? Just notice about that. And then notice how it feels to be there right now. How does it feel to be in this place where healing's all around for you there? And unless you're already there, Let's next find the most comfortable, most empowering spot to be in within this place of healing. And when you're in that just right spot, now let's allow the most natural things to happen. That all systems of the body move into this kind of healing state. And that the healing place without connects with the healing state within. And a sense of healing help takes place naturally. And then just drifting deeper now to saturate in this place where healing's happening. The healing place without connects with a healing state within. And even more comfortably now, just simply drifting deeper. Now, the body has natural abilities. You know it. You've heard about it always. Natural abilities to repair cuts and scrapes, to heal wounds, to release and let go of infections. Now imagine in the way that seems just right for you, the body is doing what it needs to do to reduce or release any discomfort of any kind. And allow the natural healing systems of the body to simply do their good work. The natural healing capacities of the body now destroying anything that is not rightfully a part of feeling just fine. And let's allow the natural healing systems of the body to do their good work in a way that makes sense, just in that right way for you. And while in this healing state, there's a knowing for the good oxygenated blood flowing to all the correct places and actually bringing even more comfort all around and all through. As your immune system is working just the way it works best for your individual whole being. And let's imagine that that's taking place now. As you imagine cells healthy and strong, right down to the cellular layer, healthy and strong, imagine it in a way that works best for you. And now let's bring forward something more. Something more to assist and allow you to feel even more connected to this place and to the fact that you're evoking healing happening right now. And that is to allow an image of sort of an inner guide of healing, and however that occurs, just springs forward from your own imagination to be there with you right now. And what might that be like? It might be a feeling like a presence. It might be a something in an actual form or shape. It could be a being, or it might be something that speaks to you as an inner guide of healing. And as you just spontaneously allow it to appear and be with you in this place, begin to notice about it. As your own mind and body are working together well in this healing place, now we ask for this image to assist and aid in this place of healing. This inner guide of healing, just notice its qualities, begin to be aware of its shape and form, and begin to notice how you feel by being with it. And when you're aware that something's there with you as sort of a guide to help you with these thoughts that we've been working with, let it know. Just internally communicate with this inner guide of healing. Let it know how you feel by being with it and that it has come to be with you. And then allow this inner guide of healing to respond back to you in a way that you can understand. And as you receive that communication, remembering that as we connect and communicate in this way, the feeling of that communication might be immediate. It also might happen in a few moments or so. It might also come later in a dream, or it might pop into your conscious awareness, in your conscious outer awake state, just all of a sudden. You get that communication. So however it comes, just know that it does come, whether now or later, without question, without doubt, this is so. But just to continue allowing yourself to listen with your heart and know in your mind, hearing in your mind what this inner guide of healing wants you to know. Now, you might have a specific something you might like to ask the guide. Go ahead and ask it. And then listen. Perhaps some assistance, some direction, some way to think, some sort of focus it might want to offer you as you ask for that. Just simply allow the communication to continue. If at any time you're not quite clear how this inner guide of healing is communicating with you, if you're not understanding, you can simply ask this guide to please clarify. Taking these few moments to connect in silence with this inner guide of healing, however it is appearing, however it's showing up for you, and allow yourself to continue experiencing the relief and the connection of this kind of communication to rejuvenate you, to restore you, to help you with your focusing in a positive way. And now let's allow this inner guide of healing to remain by your side in your healing place. And perhaps we might like to get the reassurance that this particular healing guide will always come for you when you call it. And as it stands by you, sort of continuing to oversee this process of your state within that's taking place in a healing way for you, and this healing place all around you in this connection that we've made, perhaps next you might like to let some of your thoughts turn to courage, strength, and well-being. And let those thoughts bring forward images that mean courage, that mean strength, that mean well-being. So along with this inner guide of healing, we have images coming through your mind to assist you of courage and strength and well-being. And as you allow the creative energy within to empower these images and bring them to life, as though these images become even more vibrant and alive, as though they could roam all through your whole being, through your mind, through your body, doing the good work that they're meant to do. And just getting a sense of moving them all through the mind and all around through the whole being, these images of courage and strength and well-being. And in a sense, begin to become aware of where these images of strength and courage and well-being, become aware of where they want to most naturally reside. Where do they seem to be in your whole being? They might go to different places, some in the body, some in your mind. Let them continue along with your inner guide of healing. Let all of them do their good work that they're meant to do, all around and all through. And finally, at some point, with all of this goodness from the healing place, the inner guide of healing, and these extra images of courage and strength and well-being, all together, all around and all through, fully appreciate them. Let them come into your whole being, even this inner guide of healing, as though all of them reside within you now, and perhaps even as though this place of healing comes right into your whole being, and in a sense where you've been with them, those images fade, but it's like everything has been absorbed into your whole being, so that next you begin to sense and feel that you are carrying so much goodness within you that you're moved to the top of your symbolic staircase, where you are embodying this inner guide of healing. You're embodying this healing place. The images of strength and courage and well-being are within you, all through you, all around you. And every step down your symbolic staircase is now going to strengthen and reinforce this whole idea. Now at 20, reinforcing it all. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And by now, all negatives have completely dissipated, disintegrated. You're flowing forward into the positive domain. And with all of these images, thoughts, and ideas within your mind, within your body, it could perhaps, might possibly be that a word or a phrase may come to mind that has meaning for this process, meaning for this journey that has just taken place, that a word or a phrase might be a reminder that this healing work continues, whether in this healing state or the waking state or even in sleep state when sleeping at night, that word or phrase, when it comes to mind, might just evoke it all in a very powerful way. Wherever, whenever you are in this state, in sleep state at night, or in your conscious outer awake state, some sort of word or phrase that comes to mind that just begins to be a way in which you can bring about the good feelings, the comfort, the strength, the courage, the well-being, the inner guide of healing always there, the healing place always there. And to just know that begins to be a way in which you can just bring a moment of connection for yourself, even the outer awake state if you wanted it. A sort of reminder that we've got this well-being within, the strength and the courage. And whatever is the best feeling of all of this, that word, that phrase kind of anchors it in a way so that it can all come around you whenever you so want it to. Easily and effortlessly. Now, just taking a few more moments to soak up the benefits of this experience today and just allow rest, allow rejuvenating, allow balancing. And allow harmony to enter here as well. All around and all through. Carrying through on and on in a very positive way. And just give yourself a few moments of silence and stillness to let all of these ideas, all of the healing feelings, all of the images that you've connected to, all the deep inner healing communication, between that inner guide of healing and you. Let it all sift down into the just right parts of your deeper mind to take root, so that it begins to work for you very automatically. And so let's take a little silence and stillness for that to happen right now. Now let's just remember that it is all within you, and appreciating all the images as they've come, as surely all the images have appreciated you. Take the very best, the good, the positive, and the true of this experience. Bring that back with you as we begin to come up and out now with a deep cleansing breath in and release. At first, we reinforce it at zero in that deep breath. In now and release. We say one as we begin to come up and out. Two, realizing where you are, the room you're in, making sure that good, positive, and true comes back with you. Three, begin to acknowledge the goodness, how good it feels, how comfortable, that you've been rejuvenation now. You've rejuvenated yourself. You've experienced rejuvenation. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Wide awake and alert. Okay. Wide awake. And if somebody's still on the, just remember, wide awake. One, two, three, four, five. Counting yourself out. Wide awake and alert. Okay, so next week we'll be back to our regular time. And this will get sent on to WeSpark. It was recorded.